Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. And I also want to really appreciate the presentations, very illuminating presentations from the panelists, focusing on these aspects of illicit trade. We do appreciate, and of course, the issue of illicit trade is one phenomenon that is overwhelming challenges to governments all over the world. And it impacts, of course, most pronounced, as most of the presentations and comments from the floor have indicated, mostly developing countries, developing economies, and Africa has been highlighted as one of those continents that is facing a big problem. We had taken, though, a slightly different angle, perhaps as TNT, Trinidad and Tobago, has said, and looked at other forms of illicit trade, which are really a big problem in our areas as well. for instance, trafficking of wild flora and fauna is a big problem, which has negative impact on security, on public health, preservation of biodiversity, and climate change. So, and of course, we also note that the illicit trade tends to worsen during crises. And in the case of Zimbabwe, of course, we have seen big problems with illicit trade in pharmaceutical products, for example, food and beverages. But and this, of course, has implications on the well-being of individuals. But we do have other challenges as well, which amount to organized crime involving even other commodities like minerals, precious metals, textiles, tobacco products, medicines, and animal products. This is just to mention a few, but in the context of illicit trade. But some of them, if you are looking at metals and the way they are produced, I think some of the methods, they are quite dangerous in terms of the chemicals that are used. Even when we talk about, animal poaching, in the case of my country where the elephant is an endangered species, what we have seen is the use of cyanide, for example, in poisoning water holes, and that creates more challenges, not just, but this is to fuel illicit trade. And so it's an issue that we thought we could also just highlight. But I think the critical thing, and I am glad it also came out of the discussion, points at cooperation. I think it's essential that we have cooperation to fight against this illicit trade models that we find. We need effective and coordinated multi-stakeholder action across the value chains, because that is the only way we probably can contain some of the problems. And I really want to congratulate the presentations we had this morning, because they really underscored the need for such cooperation and even compliance with obligations that are expected of member states under international legal instruments. And the Basel Convention has been cited, and a number of recommendations, which I think are quite practical, have been proffered, and we do welcome that. Otherwise, we want to thank you very much, Chair, for presiding over this very good discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, for the